Okay, Kunal. Okay, Kunal. I'm very thankful to the team because they're working and the one-stop strategy.
I have to ask, who is it that you're imitating? Is it Grosjean? Mm. Is it Perez? Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of Raikkonen and a lot of Alonso as well.
Okay, I'm actually imitating all these drivers that make it to the podium but can't speak English. And they're a little too frequent, and yesterday there were two of them between a Brit.
I was extremely happy to see two rookies make it to the podium, literally.
It was a very beautiful race. I thought Vettel would run away with it. It'll be like a boring Red Bull victory, but it wasn't.
Thank you, Pirelli.
Thank you, Pirelli. We like you. I hate you, Mercedes, for not giving Michael a car that can finish a race. But yeah, that's me, and that's Kunal. That's RJ Rishi Kapoor and Kunal Shah on this blog, and you've been listening to us. Thank you so much for that. Who are you thanking for yesterday's race the most? The fact that Ferrari made a mistake, or the fact that McLaren did an outstanding job with Hamilton?
You know, I'm not a much of a Hamilton fan. You know that.
So am I.
But I must tell you, he drove a brilliant race yesterday.
He was spot on yesterday.
He could turn the tires on when he was asked. He could maintain, you know, consistent laps when he was asked. I think he was phenomenal.
You know, but I think he actually borrowed some of Button's spirit yesterday, because first time Button could not take care of the tires and he couldn't still get the pace. It was like a perfect champion's drive. I don't know where he borrowed out from, but there's some serious work happening in the McLaren garage.
They need a lot of work for Button. There's no doubt about it. I mean, to see Button suffer so much, especially since taking care of tires is like the first thing he probably was born doing. I really think Button has to pull his socks up even more so McLaren.
Okay, let's get off McLaren. Let's get off Mercedes. And let's come to the midfield, which actually became the top field yesterday, because I don't know from where Grosjean came flying and Perez with some back end of the yard and came...
Yeah, Perez came 15th to 3rd, and you know Grosjean also did a wonderful one-stopper. And it's great to see the rookies make it up. It's great to see Lotus and Sauber take the fight up there as well.
So they must have known during qualifying that tomorrow, when the track temperature in Canada, which is never high, is 43 degrees, we'll be the winner. So let's just set it up for the race.
I would guess so, because, you know, they looked as though they were always going to be on the one-stopper. Even more so with, you know, Perez. I always knew he'd try the one-stopper. He's become a master at that.
Tell me something. Can Ferrari not foresee the one-stop and then decide on a race pace? Because why would they keep an Alonso out till so late when Sebastian himself did like a six-lap splash and dash?
See, in my view, I think Ferrari and Red Bull were both expecting two stoppers with Alonso and Vettel.
Mm.
Okay. But what happened is mid-race, they realized that maybe we could pull it off on that one set of tires as well. And that's where they probably got confused. But I must say, it was brave of Vettel to pit, go back to 6th and then come back up and finish 4th.
So here's my proposition to the Mercedes team. Just make one car, give it everything, and let Michael just rest at home, because they don't give him a car that finishes anyways.
Don't even talk of it. It's big heartbreak to see him not finishing races. You know, it's really big heartbreak.
And for the first time, I don't want to blame Grosjean for anything going wrong with Michael, because he's actually not driven into the back of Michael.
Yeah, move on. Next topic. I can't talk more about Michael.
It's 7 races and 2 finishes. I mean...
2 points worse.
2 points.
And of course, everyone is now saying, will he still renew? Will he not renew? Oh my God. Let's just move on.
Let's just move on to this one more team, which is very close to our hearts. Sahara Force India F1. Brilliant team. Drivers are very closely matched. But yesterday, they were also victims to the villain, the tire degradation, and could not pull off the one stop very well and just came out of the point. So, little unhappy for them.
Tires is becoming a big issue, and, you know, two stoppers, one stoppers, big fight. It was great fun yesterday, though.
I'll show you a magic trick. Go to the Canadian Grand Prix. Look at it very carefully. Sometimes you see a Williams, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you see a Williams, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you see a Williams.
You're talking about Pastor Maldonado, is it?
Yes, actually.
Because I don't
Senna.
Think Bruno Senna was racing. But you know, I must say, after the Spanish Grand Prix victory,
yes,
Maldonado has just not been the driver who's been a Grand Prix race winner this year. His error and he moving into the wall of champions in qualifying was, I don't know if you'd say expected, unexpected, but something avoidable. He would have gotten into Q3. They'd have probably had a great race as well.
What I feel bad is Senna is now coming across only as a paid driver and has no credibility to his name. His surname is actually putting him into a race seat. I don't see him completing the season at Williams, to be very, very frank. A Frank Williams.
Well, paid driver or not, you know, I've been extremely critical of paid drivers earlier, and Maldonado proved me wrong. I hope Senna proves me wrong soon as well.
All the best, and all the best to our man, the fastest Indian on the grid, named Karthikeyan. Got a new rear wing, didn't do any damage.
Well, I wish he would have done better in qualifying, because that's really where he could have shown his mettle. He was the second of De La Rosa's pace. I have no clue why.
Okay, somebody who could have benefited from better qualifying was Renault. Lotus Renault, if I may put it this way, because Kimi Raikkonen started behind Button, got stuck. Grosjean could have challenged for victory if he was in the top five. So do you think a better qualifying pace is expected out of them, because Valencia is also going to be a hot
race? I'm sure they expected more than anyone else, and you know they're probably seeing all the data as well that if Grosjean, who started in the lower end of the top 10, could end up being second, what would have happened had he started earlier up? I mean, they are really, I would expect one of the two Lotus drivers to be our eighth driver winner this year.
I'm pinning my hopes on that as well. But my man yesterday, Felipe Massa, brilliant pace. He was racing like a lion, then spun out on the first corner, and that was the end of his race, because he was on a two-stop strategy. He could have done some damage. He could have overtaken Alonso for all I care.
Yeah, possibly. I never thought of that. He could have possibly overtaken Alonso. But well, it happens in racing. He probably he's overexcited with his super speed that he's found, and which is actually good for him. Hopefully,
touch wood,
he keeps to it and doesn't spin as often.
One man who couldn't make his car look good at all yesterday, Mark Webber, lost out. I think he was the biggest loser because he was on the right strategy in terms of tires, but his car...
Tire degradation, mate. That's all. It's all down to how well you've been able to use your tires. And hats off to Lotus and hats off to Sauber for doing a one-stopper. Brilliant stuff.
Brilliant it is. There's a new track coming our way. Valencia, relatively new to the teams. I'm not a big fan of the track. It's been a procession track. It's in the middle of nowhere with some ships.
Shipyards and some dockyards around it.
It looks like you've just come out of a garage, and it's a very ugly looking track. But what they're saying is this year there could be some good racing over there.
I just hope so. And we can all again go back to thanking Pirelli.
Pirelli it is. Pirelli is a big question mark. Pirelli is the one who decides everything. Pirelli has the crystal ball in their hands. Who's going to be the new winner? New or not new? We shall catch you next week. In 2 weeks actually, we'll be previewing the Valencia Grand Prix, the European Grand Prix, for you in a week's time. Till then, you keep listening to us, and have a safe drive. Goodbye, Kunal.
Goodbye.